Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Blooming Girls Podcast. I am your ever blooming host, Tony Sunny. How are you doing today? It's Friday. It's the weekend. Woo! I feel like I've not said that line this season. Yeah, it's Friday. So I hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your day, or end of your day, or middle of your day, depending on whatever time you're listening to this. Hope you're having a great time. And if you're not, it's okay. It's the weekend. So, I'll get right straight into the point, into the cocoa of the matter, because the matter is burning on my chest and I just cannot. And since we're in the season of love, I decided, you know what? I'm going to talk about love. I'm going to talk about relationships. I'm going to talk about, you know, all these things. So yeah, that's what today's episode is about. I know I kind of shy away from the topic, but let's talk about it. So guys, I'm watching, my sister suggested this web series, a Nigerian web series called When Are We Getting Married, I think it's When Are We Getting Married. And she suggested it to me and she was like, oh, this is interesting, blah blah blah. I tried it out and the first episode had me rolling my eyes all the way to the back, because I just could not deal. I know I tried to stay non-judgmental and all that, but like, I'll also try to remain non-judgmental, but I'm not perfect, because that series just got me thinking. Like, I feel like as women, we need to tell ourselves the truth. One, we need to take accountability for our actions, and we need to set boundaries. So today's episode is titled Be for Boundaries, because I just can't. And I'll try not to put any spoilers, so you can check it out. I think it's Red TV, When Are We Getting Married by Red TV. And guys, so obviously it's two young couples, you know, I say two young couples, Jesus, one young couple, the setting is in Lagos, modern day Lagos, and they are dating, they've been dating for a year, and okay, I'll just tell you episode one. So they're dating for a year, and in the beginning, after a year, she's on their anniversary, she's hoping that, you know, he pops the question, because she's thinking it's already been a year, we know each other, we've been, you know, together, intimate, all that, so we definitely should be, he's definitely gonna pop the question. Time for him to pop the question now, ladies and gentlemen. He asked her to move in. Now that's where I'm gonna stop. And she was obviously disappointed, because he went down on his knee. I don't know why. Anyway, just for movie dramatics. But like, or it's like a skinny girl in transit when Mohammed. Oh, see, my sisters. I know these are fictional characters, but people are going through this in real life. And I feel like we need to be able to set boundaries in our lives. We cannot continue to cry and behave like victims. And obviously, I say this with all sensitivity, but there is a time where you will carry your shoes, carry your slippers, and you will dust them and start running. Do you understand? You carry your stuff and you will walk out of that room with your dignity, because there are some things that we should not be taking in this big 2024, as far as I'm concerned. Like, you need to, if you know what you want, and you have decided what you want, stick to it. Do you understand? Don't let anybody pressure you into doing what you don't want to do, and then you go ahead with it because, okay, you think that if I do this, this is going to get me the ring, or this is going to get them to commit. And then you do that, and then the person obviously doesn't commit, and then you start saying, oh, I gave you my body, I gave you my life, I gave you my ideas, I cook for you, I did the sister. It is time for you to take accountability. It's time for you to take control of your life and set those boundaries. Okay? Set the boundaries. This is not what I'm going to do. In that same series, there's a guy who was talking about the lead's friend, the male lead. His friend is telling him about how he just got married or he's getting married, something like that, and he never slept with his wife because his wife has said she was not gonna. And the guy said, well, if you want, you love your girl, you're gonna fall in line. That's the truth. Let no man deceive you. Let no boy deceive you. My girlies, they know what they're doing. They know what they want. That's why we hear all these stories of people that will go the most. They will jump and they will do everything. But he's going to meet, they end up meeting some other person that gives them stress, shows them shege, sets their boundaries. And that's the person they're going to meet. They're going to live with. They're going to marry. And obviously, sometimes people now spin this and say, yeah, men the prize, this one. Yeah, if you don't want it, if we are saying they're not the prize, then act like the prize. Do you understand? You're not acting like the prize. We don't want to be held accountable for what we're doing. You do something, you now do something. When it doesn't work out the way that you want to work out, you now be throwing grammar up and down, patriarchy, misogynist, this one. No, let's be real. Let's be real. Do you understand? If, because with dressing, for example, now people say, okay, they dress the way that they want and they do the way that they want and they do it for themselves and it's okay. So you're doing it for yourself, fantastic. For those who in their hearts say they're not doing it for themselves and they're doing it for more of an appeal, at the end of the day, you appeal to somebody, people of the other gender will say, oh, this is how this dressing comes across to me. And it comes across as XYZ. And then you get upset because you're like, ah, well, it was for me anyway. Like, we need to hold ourselves accountable. And we need to set those boundaries. There's a life that you want for yourself. There's a place that you see yourself. Yes, this life is not all about relationships. Not all about romance. It's not about love. But there is an innate desire that we all have. It is built in us. Now, some people might not necessarily have it as strong as some others, but it's not a sin to desire marriage. It's not a sin to desire companionship. That's kind of how we're made. The same way with women and childbirth. Now, not everybody wants to do it, but most people will eventually get to that point. Most women will eventually get to that point where they desire, because that's literally what your body was made to do. So it's just the natural order of how you were created. Right, and it's just literally what your body was made to do. So, I apologize if that statement is triggering for anybody who might be going through infertility. Obviously, your body is made to do that, and it will do it in due time. I do pray for anybody who is TTC and trying to conceive that you will eventually receive your blessing by the grace of God. Moving on. Yeah, I just think that we need to set our boundaries, man. And we just need to be honest. Like, we need to be honest with ourselves and the way that we move. Because, like, there's some things that I hear and I'm just like, ah. Why are you doing this? Like, this girl is getting all frustrated. I'm going back to the series. The girl is getting all frustrated and confused. And it gets to a point where, another spoiler, I will not say the episode, but it's still early on, where they now realize that, like, okay, Shalewa and Muhammad, for example, skinny girl in transit. Muhammad is Muslim, Shalewa is Christian, right? And then he's a Hausa, traditional guy. Now she gets to his house, his family, and he's talking about how, oh, you know, they have more than one wife. This is common knowledge. But Sharon just expected that she'd be the main chick. And Muhammad is like, do you have a problem with me having multiple wives? Why are we not having these conversations? There's some conversations you need to have in the beginning. And that's how you are able to arrange your boundaries. That's how you're able to carry your shoes and go. If you're walking blindly, sometimes we know that we don't want to have some conversations because we don't want to hear the answer. They want to continue to live in la la land and just hoping, and they are praying that one day this person will change. And then you magically have that conversation. If the person you're with is already showing signs and saying things like they don't want marriage, you don't want that, and that's what she wants, my sister, what are you waiting for? There's no amount of praying or I mean, things can change. However, if the person has said it to you, chances are you're not the person that's going to make them change. I'm sorry. Unfortunately. Right? So, same thing with childbirth. Some people will say, oh, I don't want to have... That's what happened to Jeannie Mae, wasn't it? Even same thing with... That's, so, she had told you her previous partner, she didn't want to have children. She meets somebody else. Boom. Pregnancy. Do you understand? So, I think that, please... Let's be honest with ourselves. Set boundaries, healthy boundaries for your own self that will protect you. When you think about what boundaries are made for, walls are made for protection of the city. Now, this city is yourself from intruders. You are protecting yourself from intruders, meaning other people coming to harm you. So when you think about it like that, this wall is like guarding your heart. Do you understand? You don't have to wait until the person becomes a full-on monster before you make a move. Do you understand, girlies? I hope you understand him. I hope we're still friends. I hope you're still going to listen to my podcast. But I think it just has to be said, like, we need to be able to understand that we are responsible for our own lives, and there's no need. Yeah, playing the victim is cool. Playing the victim is nice. You can always badmouth the person, but they're the one that is enduring pain that you don't need to endure. Sometimes we enter relationships and it's like, you do not need to be there. The signs are clear. The red flag is red flagging. It is shining. It is shaking. It is shimmering. It is razzle dazzling. But you are still there, hoping for a miracle. And sometimes it comes from a place where we do not think, ah, the streets are tough. Where am I going to start from? I don't have any talking stage left in me. This is all I have left, so it must work. You are just, at the end of the day, those things sound nice. They sound cool on social media, but it is your life that is at stake. Do you understand? And when you think about it like that, you take things like that more seriously, because people who get married and end up divorced did not plan to end up getting to, they did not plan to waste all that money on a big wedding and end up getting divorced. It wasn't a plan. Nobody gets married to get divorced, because it's just a waste of time. And it's, if you live in Nigeria, and I think any other country, getting divorced is really tough. It's challenging. I mean, it's really, really challenging. Then, what is it called? Custody of children. It is a mess and it's expensive. So nobody plans that. So bear that in mind. Even no matter how high the rates are, none of those people expected to be there. They were once in love. But sometimes we are blind to a lot of things, and we don't protect ourselves enough. Or sometimes it's the opposite, where we are even overprotecting ourselves. And now, you know, it makes us selfish, and it makes us not see, do a lot of things. Or it makes us even, you know, so the thing with boundaries, yeah, and protecting yourself is that it can go both ways. So you can protect yourself to the point where you're smart and you let the right person in and all that good stuff. But you can also protect yourself too much to the point where you do not let anybody in. And even when you let them in, but the wall is still there. Like there's still a space just in case you can kick them out. Or sometimes you need firm protection based on whatever trauma or whatever thing you may have seen growing up or in other people's relationship, and like, I don't want this to happen to me. I don't want this to happen to me. So yeah, carrying that, it's like a shadow following you everywhere, where you're trying to be so strong and you're trying to be so tough constantly. But yeah, I found a good person, but you're still like, oh, what if. So that's also a very dangerous category that I find like most of us find ourselves in sometimes. Because I think I found myself in that phase for a while, and I had to be like, okay, I need to come out of this so that I don't chase this person away. Because how much can you protect yourself? Do you understand? Because sometimes we go through a heartbreak and we're just like, nah, none of that love stuff. I don't want none of that love stuff. I don't want to live. February is even your worst month, Seth. You're just like, please, can this month just pass? Because I just can't listen to this stuff. And it may sound cool, but the reason why you're doing it is because you're traumatized. And now you set up this wall so high because you can't afford to let anybody in. But I'm also here to let you know that you can let people in. You just have to choose the right people. Because we were not made to be on our own. We're not made to be islands. And love is good. Love is nice. To be honest, when you meet the right person, it's sweet. It's yummy. On Vows Day, they'll send you gifts, they'll send you cookies. It's nice. Do you understand? It's nice. But, you know, you just have to be able to trust again, and you just have to give love a chance. Oh, remember that Jonas Brothers song? You just have to give love a try. One more time. If you know that song, you're an OG. You're an OG Joe Bro fan. That's why you've been wondering, who are the Jonas Brothers? I mean, Jonas Brothers are still there. No, face it this way. Sorry. Yes, that way. The Jonas Brothers are still young and trending, but like, if you know Burning Up, then you're an OG. Gen Z's might not know what I'm talking about, but yeah. Yes, so I just need you to give love a try if you are not. And then some of you need to give love a break. Just relax. Because some other people, the love is so tantalizing and so sweet that everybody that just glances at you like this, they've already tripped. The moment just looks like, oh, hi, how are you doing? You have already imagined the wedding, the song, the dress, the color of the ashwabi, everything in the space of how many minutes. So we need to also be able to calm down, because it's not by fine face, it's not by looks. There's a lot to when it comes to marriage relationships. There is a lot, because human beings are so flawed. So are you, right? You are flawed, you're not perfect. So, and that's why I always try to explain to people, like, because sometimes people think, when people say, oh, marriage is so tough, it seems like, oh, I was so hard about this thing. The reason why people say that is because human beings are flawed. Meaning, the same way you have your issues and your traumas and your issues, somebody else has theirs. And now, both of you have decided to cohabit together and live together and have children together. And now you're going to have to sort all those things out, because they're going to keep coming up. You have to sort those things out by force. Because, unlike yourself, there are many things that you can keep hidden when you're with yourself. And you can be in denial about a lot of things. It's easy. Nobody's going to question you. But when you're married, it's going to come up. You're going to have hard conversations. So that is why it's hard. That's why it's tough. Because it's really not easy to have tough conversations. And you cannot run away from them. You shouldn't run away from them. Those are part of things that makes marriage tough and challenging. Now, how did I get here? I don't know. I've lost my train of thought. But, yeah. Anyway, guys. It's a season of love. At the time this episode would have come out, Valentine's Day has passed. So, please, if you do not get any vows gift, it's okay. We go again next year. And it doesn't always have to be a vows day. We go again next year. And if you did get vows gift, oh, very nice. Congrats. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope you had a good time. But yeah, my final word to the singles, though, I think that don't allow yourself to be pressured by everything that is going on social media, because I know that we've gone through the whole Kule Remi wave, Moses Bliss, and now Vicky James, and the pressure is so much. And I just think that, to be honest, just trust God. Just wait. Sorry, just leave it there. So just trust God right now, and just, it's hard, because I remember I was thinking to myself, like, talking, and I think I might do a separate episode on that, because sometimes people say, okay, when you're single, focus on other things, focus on your dreams, focus on, the reality is, you don't want to focus on those things, those are not depressing things, but it's important to do other things, but it can be tough when there's so much pressure around you. Do you understand? That's the truth. I'll tell you the truth. It's also very easy to dish out advice than receive it. So I remember when I was single, and I remember one particular day when, and I'm sharing this just to encourage somebody, just to know that you're not alone. Not because I necessarily have a solution, but just to know, let you know that I have also felt how you feel, and it's okay. So at this time, I was single, and it was Christmas season. I didn't travel back to Nigeria. I was still in Dubai at the time. I was working. At this time, I was making good money. I was, you know, I was comfortable. I was, you know, great time at work. It was good. But that relationship matter was just such a big hole in my life at that time. And all the guys that I'm meeting, they were just terrible. So this particular Christmas season now, my friend, my roommate, is dating someone. He came to see her. He slept over. And, like, you know, there's fireworks outside. You know, Dubai and fireworks. Every minute, it's fireworks. So, they were home, cozying up. And you know, that night I was so frustrated and sad. I'm not even gonna lie to you, I couldn't be happy for them at that moment, because I was just like, God, what is wrong with me? Am I a fishbone? What is the problem with me? And I literally just went out, took an Uber, and I went to go and watch the fireworks at the beach alone. I went to watch a movie while it was by the beach, so the fireworks were on. But like, it was so sad. And I remember just crying and just looking out the window, the fireworks are there, and I'm just like, what is my life? And I had a very successful life at that time. Do you understand? Everything was going great, but this particular thing was just weighing so heavy on me. And because everywhere around me, they were just, you know, not everywhere around me, but the person I was living with, she had such a sweet relationship, and that was what I wanted. And I was just like, what? Why? So there might be somebody listening, and you may be in a similar situation, and it's something you just always desired, and it's just not happening, but you are seeing it everywhere. And I'm just like, God, I just want to let you know that I've been there and I feel you. And yes, sometimes the advice may be hard to follow, and it may seem like people don't understand, but I understand you. And at the end of the day, the best you can do is just focus on your now, right? So focus on what you're doing, focus on your work. You can keep watching your romantic movies. Then I started watching K-dramas, you know, just find a way to get your mind occupied with other things whilst this thing is still looming. And also just try not to also fall into desperation, because it's very easy to fall in desperation. Any guy that comes, I remember there was one guy at that time, he was like a bartender, someone I would never look at twice. But because of the way that my relationship life was looking, I started to consider the guy. And I look back and I'm like, what in the world was I thinking? Thank you, Jesus, for not allowing that to work out. So yeah, you just have to be careful, set those boundaries, and just keep trusting God. Like, eventually things will work out, and you'll be living in your answered prayers. So trust God. God writes the best love stories. So trust God. If he's asking you to let go, please let go. And if he's asking you to open your heart, please open your heart. For some of you, somebody is waiting out there, waiting for you to open the door of your heart. But you're iron lady, you don't want to open the door. My sister, open the door. Okay? Hope you enjoyed this episode. I have been your host, Tony Sani. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Cheers to you, blooming girl. See you next time.